The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them, so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals. Whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation, Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Moro Casino. America's Social Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's Social Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
You know those times in the relationship where you screwed up? And you know you did. Now you got to figure out how to fix it. That's what this person went through. Joe, maybe someday you'll have an idea.
What has happened?
It says, yes, I bleeped up again. I really actually don't feel like I've done anything wrong, but my wife disagrees, so her perception is the reality. Which I think, for the most part, not just because it's the wife, but if someone else feels like you screwed up,
I mean, perception is reality.
It kind of doesn't matter. I mean, you can do the, well, you just have it wrong. That's probably.
People feel how they feel, though. I mean, yeah, it's tough to overcome that sometimes.
Now, ladies, you'll have to check in on this. Because I don't want to be, you know, just a dude. I want to be enlightened. All summer, she has been complaining about her sweaty bits.
Oh, yeah, okay. I mean, sure. Yeah.
How she's been ruining all of her good bras with her chest sweat. She's paranoid about her underboob sweat lines, etc., etc.
Oh, yeah.
Wow,
yeah.
Hot.
And I listen to her when she talks.
Okay, great.
Now, this is not my first rodeo, so I stuck to just sympathetically listening and nodding at appropriate times. No comments that could be misconstrued as criticism of her breasts or her sweatiness or anything like that.
Okay, good. So far, so good. You're playing this well.
Yeah. No, you
just
don't
shut up.
Right?
Never comment on sweat or boobs.
Yeah. Wait a second.
What you don't want to do is go, boob sweat. You know what's worse? And then say it about yourself. Yeah, as a guy, yeah, you're right. Just shut up and listen.
Well, also, don't do this. Ew, gross. That's the worst thing I've ever heard of.
Don't do that either.
Kelly. Wait a second.
What?
The other day in here, I told y'all, after COVID happened to me, I've been sweating so much, and my sweat smells like greasy cheeseburgers.
Yeah, it's disgusting.
Yeah, yeah.
I said, do I smell? And all of y'all did what you just gave advice to do. You're like, no, you're totally fine. Don't smell anything.
Well, I'm not close enough to you to know, and I mean,
I smelled like greasy cheeseburgers.
Yeah. Ugh. Thought it was a nice change.
I, for one, think that is a good smell.
Yeah.
It did. I almost went to McDonald's. I was so hungry that whole day.
Not the worst.
So you wouldn't if somebody said like, hey, do I smell? You wouldn't smell them. And if they had BO, especially your partner, your girl, who's like.
No, I would.
It depends on the situation.
Okay.
But if she's already aware and is like, yeah, I've got this real boob sweat problem.
Yeah, if she's just complaining.
I don't need to say, yeah, you do. Been meaning to tell you.
Yeah, if she's upset in a way that you can't help. Yeah, she already knows she has boob sweat. So
I'd
you're
be
not
like, them
gonna,
boobies
you can't,
are stripping.
You can't help.
You got to make it fun. That way they're not insecure.
Well, that's
about
definitely
it.
True.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Okay, so
I
how
put
did
my
he,
nose under it.
How did this person continue to mess up?
Okay, so he said it's not my first rodeo. I didn't say anything that could be misconstrued. He adds, parenthetically, she's not even more sweaty than the average person, and her breasts are incredible, but I digress. And absolutely no way in hell was I going to try to solve her problem. Only a husband who is an idiotic masochist would do that, right?
Okay, yeah.
Y'all agree? Shouldn't try to help?
No,
I mean, what are you going to do to help? Like, oh, I've got the solution for you, and then pull out a leaf blower or something? Like, what are you going to do?
I'd blow on him.
Yeah, right.
I mean, you
Thank
could
you,
do
Joe.
That, I guess.
Yeah, right.
Maybe start carrying around wet wipes that have aloe in them or something, because they have that like that cooling
so
effect.
Add some wetness to the wetness.
And then you can just like reach over and gently caress her boob with a wet wipe and be like, you're dripping again.
Yeah. Boy, that doesn't seem like she'd like that. I don't know. I mean,
well, I don't know. There's got to be a good in between, but like from point A of that sucks.
Yeah.
To shrug.
Honey, let me sop you up.
Yeah, and that's disgusting.
You're pretty moist.
And throw away anything that shows sweat. So you can only wear dark blue, like real dark blue and black.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Your colors are navy and black.
Yes.
This is your life now. Well, then this guy writes, last week I got an email from the company she buys her period pants from.
Okay. You might be wondering. Just extra comfortable pants, I guess.
Period pants or period panties. Underwear can Aunties. Be used in place of disposable pads.
Okay. Yeah,
they are rewashable.
My look of confusion is, why are you getting an email? But then he explains that too. Each newsletter sign up gets money off their next order. So a while back, she had also signed up using my email address to get the extra promo code.
God, how many rags is she on a month? Man. Good God.
I do not have
nothing but periods and sweat. Nah, man, this is tough.
Sound like a
so unattractive.
She sounds like a real attractive gal.
Man, and she's filling up your spam box. That's terrible. Geez.
I hope this mentions all of her snot issues soon.
Yeah. I got an email from Diva Cup City. She's created 40 fake emails.
And what's her mucus situation?
Well, anyway, the subject line caught my eye in their newsletter. The Sweatproof Bra, a match made in leak-proof heaven, was the tag.
I'll bet NASA invented it.
Sounds like it. Obviously, any sane person would delete the email, but as I said, I'm an idiotic masochist. Plus, the email said this bra would be my wife's new breast friend. Why would I keep her from having a great breast friend?
Mm-hmm.
So I checked out the sizes of her other bras and placed an order. It arrived about an hour ago, as of this writing. I knew what it would be, so I handed it to her unopened. Here, babe, this is for you. Ooh, what is it? That excitement you see your significant other get when they're given a surprise?
Okay.
I said, it's a bra. At this point, I could see the glint in her eyes, and I started to realize my mistake as she seemed to be hopeful of some sort of sexy lingerie in a fun moment. But instead, she pulled out her large, beige, utilitarian-looking sweat-proof bra.
Like a big, ugly nursing bra.
So is it made by Carhartt?
It does not sound like a flattering thing.
The term utilitarian, really.
Yeah, these will go nicely with your bloomers.
Just a second, guys.
Yeah.
beige bras for beige or skin tones, white girls, are great when you're doing your day-to-day things like going to work and wearing a white shirt or any lighter colored shirt. So he probably thought this would be the one that gets the most use.
Absolutely.
And the most sweat, probably.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
I love
clearly,
my beige bra. My beige bra is my bestie.
He clearly had good intentions.
Let's be clear. I am not criticizing period pants. I am not against your sweaty tubes. I'm not against your beige cover-ups. I don't care.
Yeah.
He's saying he made a mistake. I'm asking if he did. It doesn't sound like you think he made his mistake.
No, not yet.
It's her.
I'm waiting to find out.
It's from where she shops.
I know,
she should
right?
love it. It's
love everything you get from a place you bought one thing.
It's
how it goes.
It's our new sweatless line from Frederick's of Wisconsin.
Well, I'm sure you can imagine how it went from there. And my foolish muttering of, but you said the ad said you'd be your new best friend didn't help matters, because apparently I'm the only sweaty beep here. I don't find her sexy anymore, seems to be what she believes. I'll have you know that these are the things she said. I'll have you know those sweaty breastfed and nourished our children. And just what exactly am I getting at anyway? Am I trying to say that she has saggy boobs, needs a new bra, more supportive one, and her aging sag bags? This is just like me to try and solve a problem rather than letting her vent.
Oh, it sounds like she's on her period. Gross.
Sounds like she's got long nipples from nursing, too.
Yeah. Ew.
Better get her something to push them back.
Pregnancy hormones, nasty.
You know what? Nipple depressors are expensive.
Not when you sign up for 20% off.
But you can just buy fudge
using your spouse's email.
So, yeah, that went well, he writes. She has taken the kids for their swimming lesson and then for ice cream. So I have 2 hours or so to try and salvage things. I have 4 sisters. Not one of them are free to answer the phone. 4 iterations of, sorry, I'm busy. So it's kind of an emergency text when unanswered. I'm on my own. I think she'll be more willing to listen to my apology when she returns. She knows I'm a well-meaning idiot. I can't imagine she was really upset, right? Like upset, like not going to talk to him.
I don't know.
Like she might have been like, well, that was a pretty stupid gift.
Well, if she's having low, like, you know, poor body image issues at that particular time or something, and she just took it the wrong way, and
I do not know.
I don't know.
But
sometimes you step in it when you don't mean to. Everybody does. I would more let it go probably than try to keep finding new ways to apologize and dig deeper. Kelly, do you agree with that?
Yeah, I think so. I think it's the way it's presented too. Somebody handed me a box and I thought it was going to be a surprise.
Yes.
That like maybe like food. That's generally what I'm thinking. Like, oh my God, you bought me cookies or something. This is going to be great. And I pulled out a beige bra. I'd be like, I already have a beige bra. Why'd you buy me this? You'd have to present it like, hey, you know how your boobs be dripping?
Right.
I got you so you won't be slipping.
Yeah.
And right. Then hand it to me. Then it's funny.
Then it's I listened to you and I was thoughtful.
Yeah. You have to rhyme it like that, though.
Yeah, you do. Okay. You have to.
Your boobs be dripping. So.
I'm tired of the drippings that I'm sipping.
Now I'm going to be a beat poet.
Yeah, I'm sure that's the type of thing that she would rather buy herself. And from her man, she expects like something sexier.
Yeah.
So if he starts buying her boring stuff. It's like when you'd get tube socks for in Christmas.
From your parents when you wanted lingerie.
I mean, I know these are things that I need, but God, you know I want like sexy socks, guys.
Dad, Jesus. You know I like lazy boy shorts. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I might have forwarded the email and said, hey, maybe this will help.
Yeah. I think it would have been, hey, you know how you just brought up yesterday about this? Apparently they got this. Like, here you go. And then let it go.
Well, she already has
She
it.
Was just disappointed. She thought it was going to be something sexy probably. And then it was like, you know, the boob equivalent of granny panties.
This text.
Oh, man, you're really making me second guess my beige bra, guys.
No, there's nothing wrong with
it.
I'm
wearing her right now.
No.
She is such a good bra.
No, it's fine for you.
No, it's fine for you.
Listen, everything will be fine once he explains that he talked to all of his sisters about.
Yeah, when he called all every girl he knew and shared the story.
You have well-worn knockers.
My sister
like
said
my wife.
Your perspirative cans aren't a big deal.
I mean, I called to find out because I told him that you were pretty hysterical.
I kept telling you to settle down and you couldn't. So what's a guy to do? This text from the Philadelphia area. She's feeling better about herself. Just bone her to show her it's okay.
This sure, text, you still find I knew her crease this is text. Hot.
Ladies, this is why we don't try as dudes, because all we do is get this BS.
Okay.
Well, just try smarter.
Yeah, try smarter.
Be better.
I think.
I mean, learn from your dumb mistakes.
Well, know who you're with,
Kelly,
I guess.
When I read this, my thought was the same as you. It was presentation. Like, when we get a box from a listener in here, and we immediately assume it's food or snacks or something. And when we open it, it's something practical. Roy's like, oh, that's nice.
But if it has a funny letter to it, it goes from being, oh, that's nice, to, oh, that's pretty funny.
Yeah, yeah.
Like,
then we get back on board.
Yeah.
He threw some edits in. He said, please take heed of my lesson, no matter how much she complains about her boob sweat, do nothing. And then he added another one. They're back. She has ice cream for me and a sheepish grin. I imagine we'll be laughing about this after the kids go to bed. Possibly my delivery, as if it was going to be a great present, contributed to her reaction, as did the fact that I haven't bought her anything sexy in a long, long time. I don't know if she's going through perimenopause. We have an incredible relationship. She's kind, funny, caring, laid back, witty, and a million other good things.
Oh, this sounds like a really good
please
partner.
Please stop calling her a bitch. She's not.
There's the internet.
Yeah. Where do you think you're posting, sir?
Yeah. I mean, you did take it to the internet.
Moro Casino. America.
a social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.